this is a new situation for us here in Sitka. Historically, we've always, since the Blue Lake Project was built back in the 1960s, we've always had enough hydro to keep up with the power requirements of the town. And Green Lake came online in the early 80s, and that gave some more capacity, and that's carried the town pretty comfortably. The mill shut down in the early 90s, but still their load, electric load, still continued to grow slowly, but it was still growing. But what happened is the price of oil started shooting up about 3 years ago, and we saw a big jump in our electric load where it had been relatively flat for the decade or so after the mill closed. All of a sudden, people were switching from oil to electric heat. And then we got a big new fish processing plant. Silver Bay Seafood started up last year down at the industrial park, and that was a big load. So all of a sudden, we find ourselves now operating at the capacity of our hydro system. And when I say capacity, it varies quite a bit. What you can get out of a hydroelectric plant depends on how much rainfall you get. And what happened to us this last November, December, is we had lower than average rainfall, 6 inches, which doesn't sound like a lot, but an inch is about a foot of water in Blue Lake. So when we don't get 6 inches of water, we're low by 6 feet. And with loads up, the load in November, December of 2007 was essentially identical to November, December of 2006, the preceding year. But due to the lack of rainfall, all of a sudden we were coming up short because we're pretty much at capacity. So that's what's prompted us to write the memos to the assembly and raise the flag that we're now in a situation where we're having to supplement with some diesel. We've got a fairly sophisticated computer model of this hydro system with some 31 years of water records in that program. And so we can project ahead from where we are now, if we get average rainfall the rest of the year, we're going to probably have to generate a significant amount of power with diesel. So we're looking at that and figuring we better start now conserving water as best we can, and so we commenced last week to supplement with some diesel. And the way that works is what we're doing is optimizing the efficiency of those hydroelectric plants. By putting on one diesel unit, we're able to shut down one of those big turbines down at Green Lake. So that effectively conserves water. The other thing that happens is the other remaining running unit, we're able to load it more at its optimum level. A hydro turbine is kind of like an engine in your car that you can really get better gas mileage depending on how you operate the thing. So we try to get it at the sweet spot where it's at its optimum efficiency. So we'll be doing that probably for 2 or 3 months until we see what happens with rainfall.
Charlie, I think that's an interesting point, that if we have average rainfall from here on out in 2008, we're going to be running diesel power in Sitka.
That's our projection at this point. The other point I should clarify is we're early in the reservoir cycle. That is, our dam stopped spilling in about November. I think it was November 6th this last year. So we're just a couple of months into this, what we call a water year, the annual cycle of the reservoirs. But based on where we are now, we're about 10 feet below where we were last year and where we should be. And so starting from that low point, if we have average rainfall the rest of the year, we project we're going to have to burn about 200,000 gallons of diesel fuel to supplement the hydro to meet Sitka's power requirements.
And as you pointed out in the memo, diesel power is not cheap right now, and it's not particularly clean either.
That's correct. Diesel-generated power is roughly triple the price as far as compared to our hydro. So it's in kilowatt-hour prices, it's 30 cents kilowatt-hour.
You know, November and December didn't seem particularly dry to me. I was out crashing through the woods with everybody else, getting kind of soggy. I guess we're just going to be cutting it finer and finer all the time as our demand grows in Sitka. Is this the kind of situation that we could expect to be in more in the future?
That's correct. What happens is, I should condition that. It depends on what happens to the economy of Sitka. We've got a declining population, we find out, and we're not sure what the ramifications of that. But assuming Sitka continues to have a healthy economy and continues to use electricity and continues to grow, and oil prices stay high, there's a lot of variables in this equation. But if all those things happen, well, we can expect that we'll be nip and tuck on being able to meet the power requirements with hydro until we bring more hydro resources online. And we are hard at work on doing that. We're looking at a major expansion of the Blue Lake Hydro Project that will boost the capacity of that project by about 50%, and will then take the town out somewhere well beyond 2020 in terms of meeting its requirements with hydro. But until we bring that project online, which will probably take us about 7 years to get through all the hoops and as well as construction, we'll be nip and tuck, and probably most years, assuming the town stays healthy, most years we'll have to supplement with some diesel.
Could we have added that third turbine without raising the dam?
We could. It's kind of an independent project. The third turbine does a lot of good things for the electric system, but it doesn't add that much in the way of energy production. That is, it's not adding any more water storage. Where the water storage comes in and where you produce energy from is in the reservoir. Okay. That would require the higher dam.
What now? Pray for rain?
Well, that and it's the other item we're paying attention to is what we can do in the way of energy conservation and improving efficiencies. As I mentioned before, this is a new frontier for us. We haven't been operating this hydro system at this level of production before, so we're learning a few new tricks, and we're paying attention to efficiency curves on our water turbines and optimizing those and just tweaking this thing to where we can optimize its overall efficiency and generate as much as we can with hydro and keep the cost of power as low as we can. So we're doing a lot of those things on the supply side, but on the demand side, it's folks trying to conserve energy. We're going to be looking, trying to see what we can do to help in that area with maybe even demand side management to where we can some of these electric heat loads, maybe we can control those in a fashion to work with our hydro. So when we don't have hydro running, we can shut those electric heat loads off. And in fact, we have been doing that with our large commercials. We have an electric boiler running at Blatchley and another one at the city state office building. Those are what we call interruptible electric heat.
Right.
And so those loads are now shut off because we're running short on hydro. And I intend to take that right on down to the residential level and offer this to the residential folks that if you're going to build a house with electric heat, we want you to have another way to heat that house, a Toyo stove or something. So when we get in a jam on our hydro, we can get you to shift back to your oil or wood or whatever your other alternate is and back off on our hydro because that means we have that much less diesel to burn. It makes a heck of a lot more sense to burn fuel oil in a 80% efficient oil stove than it does in a 30% efficient diesel engine. And that's really the economics involved here.
And Mother Nature does some of this interruptible service herself. About the time our fish processors are winding up, the weather's getting warmer and heating loads are probably declining in Sitka. So there's a kind of a balancing act there naturally. Yeah,
there certainly is. One of the big variables is we're dependent on rainfall, and we don't control that. So if we get a dry, cold weather rest of the winter, that's not good for hydroelectric. There's a considerable variation year to year, percentage-wise, about plus or minus 15%. Those are big numbers when you look at what it takes to replace it with diesel if you come up with low rainfall. So those are variables we don't control, but we can do what we can with improving our efficiencies and managing the way we use energy to use it wisely.